Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're in the heart of summer, girl, and that means we are in the heart of yard sale season. And no one does yard sales better than Alexis's husband, the one and only Angel Toro. So we are very excited because Alexis is gracing us with another, the presence of another Livin' La Vida Angel yard sale. Now, Lex, do we have a, before we run the open, do we have a theme for this one? Do we have a topic?
This is yard sales, not post-COVID, but now that COVID is a little bit under control or people are feeling more comfortable having garage sales, what do you do?
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Livin' La Vida Angel, yard sale season, the trilogy.
Alexis is husband. He's Livin' La Vida Angel. Livin' La Vida Angel.
Here's another episode of yard sale season. Yard sales post-COVID. So, I know COVID is not over, but now people are feeling comfortable going outside. Some people are vaccinated. They just feel that they can go out there and do their thing. So, of course, yard sales are opening up, and they're full force, baby. So, that's great. But people are asking me, hey, should I wear a mask when I go to sales? One thing I say is, first of all, look at their signs. So, they say, please wear a mask. Kind of, you know, be respectful. Otherwise, you don't have to go in there. Some people had that. You don't see a lot of those signs. For the most part, it's a courtesy thing. And if you, you know, you see them with a mask, I usually wear the mask. Whatever. But one of the things that I like about wearing a mask, well, it's actually two things. Is first, you know, like back before COVID, you went to a sale. And you pick up an item, and it has that funky funk.
Yeah.
That smell that you know a human being wore that quite often. Right. Now, if you're wearing a mask, you don't smell it. Or they don't see you making your face an expression of grossness.
That's right.
So, wearing a mask is good for that. The other thing I suggest is, you know when you go to one of those sales that is the person selling is there just licking the lips, waiting for a human being just to talk to them. One of these people that all the reason why I do a sale is so they can talk your ear off. Yeah. Wearing a mask allows you to cover your face, cover your mouth, so they don't see you talking. So in case they start going a mile per hour to talk to you, you can pretend you're coughing. You can pretend, get yourself out of that conversation quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's up to you. You, if you want to wear the mask or not. I know I do it because I dare to shop and get out. Yeah. So, anyways. But if you see me, you can say hi.
Yes.
So, anyways, enjoy the sales, baby. Because it's, there's a lot of stuff out there. And I want it all.
Alexis is husband. He's Livin' La Vida Angel. Livin' La Vida Angel.
Okay.
Okay.
He's so me.
Can I tell you? Awesome. Did you guys follow along like I did? So Angel spends 2 minutes basically telling people, don't talk to people. All you talkative people, don't come up. You're annoying. And then at the very end, he goes, but if you see me, come say hi.
Yeah, you can say hi. He gives us permission to say hi to him.
But that's it. Hi and move along.
That's it. Don't nothing more than hi. Don't try to start a conversation with them. Don't. Oh, oh God. Wow. Oh, there is. Look, oh. I don't love masks. I don't, you know, but there are some advantages. Like, you can make definitely. Faces.
Yes.
You can make faces at people. You, and I actually, there are some situations where I am really glad I have a mask on. I was in one yesterday where.
What happened?
Oh, I was at a thing for the TV show, and this person was really irritating me. And I mean, I was at Mach 10. I was Jason Mach 10. So much so that photographer Eric knows me so well. He was rubbing the my back. He knew I was like Ralph Cramden. I was getting ready to explode, Alice. And luckily, the woman I was dealing with, I had a mask on, so she could not see the rage coming from my lips and my face. But oh, Angel. That was so fantastic.
Don't close talk talkers, to me.
Yeah. But if you see me, say hello.
Yeah. Yes.
I gotta say, that is the one thing about masks I loved. A mask, dark sunglasses, and a cowboy hat pulled down low.
Yes.
Nobody has any idea. You're so in disguise. It's so awesome.
Well, celebrities love it for that reason. I mean, if I'm like a Tom Cruise or a Will Smith or Denzel or, you know, any of these big stars or a music star, I mean, Machine Gun Kelly or whoever, I am thrilled with masks. You know, Shawn Mendes can go around, you know, basically like a normal human. Yeah, at his Whole Foods. So,
yep.